Before we go to our callers, a couple of thoughts about tolerance, because today tolerance has been redefined to mean that all views are equally valid and all lifestyles are equally appropriate. As such, the notion that we communicate here day in and day out on the Bible Answer Man broadcast that Jesus is the only way is being vilified as the epitome of intolerance. Rather than capitulating to culture, we as Christians have to be equipped, prepared to expose the flaws of today's tolerance and simultaneously exemplify the meaning of what I would call true tolerance. The first point I'd like to make is all views are equally valid. Sounds like a tolerant statement. In reality, it's a contradiction in terms. If indeed all views were equally valid, then the Christian view must be valid. But here's the problem. The Christian view holds that not all views are equally valid. Thus, the redefinition of tolerance in our culture is a self-stultifying or self-refuting proposition. Not only so, we do not tolerate people with whom we agree, we tolerate people with whom we disagree. If all views were equally valid, there'd be no need for tolerance. Not only so, but today's redefinition of tolerance leaves little room for objective moral arguments or judgments. A modern terrorist could be deemed as virtuous as a Mother Teresa with no enduring reference point. Societal norms are quickly being reduced to mere matters of preference. The moral basis for resolving international disputes and condemning evil practices like genocide or oppression of women is being seriously compromised. In light of its philosophically fatal features, Christians must reject today's tolerance and revive true tolerance. True tolerance entails that despite differences, we treat every single person that we encounter with dignity and respect as people who are created in the image of God. True tolerance does not preclude proclaiming the truth, but it does mandate that when we proclaim the truth, we do it with gentleness and with respect. In a world that's increasingly intolerant of Christianity, Christians must exemplify tolerance without sacrificing truth on the altar of today's redefinition of tolerance. Indeed, tolerance when it comes to personal relationships, as I've said so many times on the broadcast, tolerance when it comes to personal relationships is a virtue, but tolerance when it comes to truth is a travesty.